out of cycle update. You know, I'm getting sick and tired of having to school some of you. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I'm your host. To the person on YouTube talking smack about a month-old upload, this one's for you. I need to help educate you because it's weird, right? I'm doing upload episodes to YouTube only because it's another distribution medium. And the YouTube, they're like 10 minutes, 8 minutes, five, they're shorter episodes. Because I was hoping that just by having shorter uploads with the out-of-cycle updates that I would encourage you to listen to the totality of what I say, and yet this person on YouTube just clearly didn't do it. The person on YouTube accused me, of fear-mongering. But here's the thing. They accused me of fear-mongering on an episode where I effectively told people, in questioning them, I told people it's kind of stupid to panic sell. So I challenge anybody listening to the show, whether you're long-term or new, and if you are new, welcome, and you're not an idiot like this guy, but I challenge anybody to come back, CryptoTalk.fm, hit the contact form, comments on the upload, wherever it is, whether that's BitChute or Odyssey or Rumble or YouTube or our show itself. I don't care. iTunes, it doesn't matter. We're worldwide. I challenge you to respond. When I say they went to a video where I effectively told people not to FOMO panic sell, not to FOMO panic sell. My challenge to you, tell me where that's fear mongering when I say these things. I know what some of the smart ones out there will say. You'll say he just didn't listen. He got triggered off the title. Yeah. And I'm trying to get people to stop doing that. Trust me, I know the game, especially with YouTube. YouTube is inundated with people where they see a trigger headline and they have to go and just type out a comment like a Karen instead of just let me listen to what it is. Jim Cornette deals with this nonsense. It's like, come on, people, just listen to the audio and you'll realize you're being influenced. See, my title wasn't that bad. I said there are people out there admitting that they FOMO sell during a time when Bitcoin crashed to $53,000. Now, it's a month old video. Bitcoin recovered some of it. I've been doing a couple of updates since. I just did an update on the large episode. And I said, and I've done two or three, I said multiple analysts feel that we're on the way down. I said, it wouldn't surprise me if we go as far down as $50,000. And I said, I had an order out for $50,000. I yanked it since, but I felt down was almost guaranteed. However, in every episode that I've done, I said, I don't understand the FOMO panic sell. My most recent large update, I explained DCA. I said, it's stupid to dump out because of panic versus a DCA strategy. I challenge anybody who's smart, CryptoTalk.fm, or any of our platform comment boxes, explain to me when I say, selling is stupid. FOMO panic selling is stupid. Consider a DCA strategy. We're going to recover. It's going to take some time. Tell me in any of my episodes, any of my audio, any of my overalls that describes fear mongering. Find it, timestamp it. I'll even up the odds for you. Anybody who can find any evidence of a fear mongering, anything, I will send you $1,000. That's how confident I didn't fear monger anything. Mind you, if we're talking FUD is false information designed to do something. So if you find something that I've said as a definitive fact that is false, that would qualify. If you can find it, get $1,000. Nobody's going to find shit because I didn't say anything. All I said was, don't FOMO sell. Don't panic sell. Consider a DCA strategy. But if you want that smoke, you think you can find any evidence of fear mongering, I'd love to hear it. And if the person on YouTube who made the statement wakes up and realize how stupid they sound with the statement that they made because they realize I just called you out. Okay, I actually didn't read that damn thing. I didn't listen to any of the audio. I didn't do anything. I just got triggered off the headline, and then you slink away in silence. You gone to do that because all that does is validate that what I said to be the truth.